Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan and welcome to Al-Dhikrayat with me, Tasneem. Welcome to all the listeners. Rabbi shah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. We begin today's show by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, inna alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyatina a'malina. And we also begin by praising Allah and sending blessings upon His chosen messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. I'm Tasneem, and this is the show to help you overcome unhealthy habits and old patterns so that you can reclaim your magic and create more of what you want in your life. SubhanAllah, I'm pretty excited today. I have an in-studio guest with me, Sister Fatima. And she's going to be sharing more of her journey with regards to the power of the pen and her writing and her dream to become a radio presenter and also to write a book, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Tasneem?
Alhamdulillah. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to the studios. How are you doing, Sister Fatima?
Well, I'm a little nervous, but I'll get there. So
no, you're doing pretty well.
Bear with me.
Mashallah. So we're going to start today's topic speaking about the power of the pen, inshallah. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. We love listening to your interaction and hearing from the listeners. So please do call in. And Sister Fatima will also be assisting answering your questions with regards to following your dreams, with regards to writing and writing books, inshallah. So today we're starting off with the power of the pen. And I just want to speak a little bit how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the pen. The pen is one of Allah's signs and the first thing He created. Allah's qadr, legislation and revelations are all recorded by the pen. The pen has played a major role in preserving the sciences of Islam, along with defining what is beneficial for the Muslims in this life as well as the hereafter. Ever since man existed, so too did his pen. With the passage of time, the only thing that changed was the form and mechanism of this pen. The fact that this tool of knowledge has stood the test of time is proof of its power. One should never underestimate the impact of the written word, even in an era like ours, where there are so many innovative ways of capturing knowledge. There is nothing that matches the written word. And I'm sure Sister Fatima will agree with everything I just said right now.
Yes, I do.
Sister Fatima, share with the listeners a little bit about your journey. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, here goes. I started writing recently, but I was the type of person who used to enjoy my quotes. So quotes were my inspiration. And every time I write a quote, I emphasize a little more because my dream is to inspire other women because of what I've been through. And I believe words are quite powerful. So it was my childhood dream, but it just shows that Allah has other plans for me. He planned it at the right time where I found my Allah so I can write the right things for all the ladies and for my magazine, that is Muslim Woman magazine.
MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala continue to use you as a flag bearer of Islam. I think every Muslim is entrusted with two basic responsibilities. Firstly, the propagation of knowledge of Islam, and secondly, the defense of Islam, especially living in a time where Islam is basically under the microscope, and as Muslims we are targeted all the time. So Alhamdulillah, even if you're wearing your hijab, it's just you're walking out as a flag bearer of Islam, and may Allah Ta'ala protect you and guide you and use you as a means of inspiration, inshallah. So just as the above duties can be fulfilled with the tongue, so too can they be achieved with a pen. Each mode has its benefits. Throughout time, the illustrious scholars of Islam have continuously fulfilled the above duties. It is due to their writings that many are recognized and highly regarded up to this day, actually centuries after their demise. Allah Ta'ala has created each man differently. For many, He has made it easy to use their tongues in fulfilling the above responsibility, while others find it easier to use their pens. And for some, Allah Ta'ala combines the best of both, subhanAllah. And I think that is one of your dreams, to be a radio presenter, to use your voice and also to use your pen to spread this word of Islam, inshallah.
Definitely.
SubhanAllah. So as students of Islam, we should always aspire for the ideal. Therefore, we are encouraged to utilize both our tongues as well as our pens for propagating deen. It is through the pen that we can fashion the generations that will follow. Don't you agree, Sister Fatima?
I definitely do agree. It's very important for us, the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to carry out his task, because it was his biggest worry after he passed away, that, you know, he's on his deathbed, he worried about us. So inshallah, we will propagate and do what is right for us, and that will lead us to the Jannah, inshallah.
Inshallah. I think anyone who has the capacity to write should take advantage of this tool whenever they can. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has gifted you with a beautiful gift of writing. Subhanallah.
Amen.
Tell us, when did you first realize or come to realization that you had this gift within you?
Okay, first I would like to thank the people that motivated me into writing. I never really knew. I always was afraid. Like I said, it was my childhood dream. But one day, like about 3 years ago, two very good friends of mine made me realize that why am I sitting, that I've got talent in writing, because I always express myself. And before I write, I always put my thoughts down, and I feel words are so powerful, and I never knew that I could make an impact on people. So, you know, like I have this WhatsApp pieces and this groups on WhatsApp, and sometimes I just decide, let me like write my own quotes or emphasize more on a little quote, and shukr to Allah, a lot of people, because you don't know who's having a down or a bad day, and they actually, shukr to Allah, they actually message me back and they said, you know what, your words have made such an impact.
SubhanAllah. And I think this very act of just reaching out to people and touching hearts, writing from your heart and touching other people's hearts, this inshallah, by just, you know, lightening somebody's burden, Allah Ta'ala can accept and make it a very means of our entry into Jannah, inshallah. And I think the most important thing is for us to just to stay sincere in whatever dreams we follow, just to be sincere and do it purely for the pleasure of Allah.
Inshallah.
And inshallah, once we start living our purpose, and I think you wanted to speak more about this, about, you know, your worth as a woman and knowing our worth and finding our purpose. Maybe you can shed some light for the listeners on this aspect.
Okay, to all the ladies out there, we've all been through some trials and tribulations, some difficulties like divorces, we've been widowed. But you know, sometimes we underestimate our worth. We think because of others' words, we allow it to affect us. But believe you me, Allah has given us such a great worth. There is no price to our worth. We are like the most valuable items. We cannot be equal to men because Allah has given us different benefits. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the benefit of being a mom. That is such a great ni'mat from Allah. So ladies out there, please do not ever underestimate, no matter what people tell you. Believe in yourself because you are Allah's special creation. I've got a little writing, but I will say it after the break.
Okay, and I'm sure the listeners will love to hear. The number to call is 011-854-1548, coming to you live from our studios in Indonesia. Sister Fatima Lunat has joined us from Azadville, and she's here to share some of her writings with us. It's a pleasure to have you in studio. For those of you that like to call in, the number to call is 011-854-1548. And if you'd like to SMS, the number to call to SMS is 082-551-3885. So we were just talking about that anyone who has the capacity to write should take advantage of this tool. Because like Sister Fatima said, it's a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us upon. And, you know, some of us have different gifts. And if writing is a gift, this can be a tool. And it can be used, you know, both for mental and physical benefits. You know, research has proven that there's different forms of writing, and it's shown to serve a wide range of functions, including physically improving us, improving learning, minimizing stress, anxiety. It motivates change and, you know, change in behavior and change in habits. It can also improve physical health and even helping to cope with negative and traumatic experiences, like Fatima explained, when people are going through difficult experiences with regards to life stresses and divorces and significant life changes. Sometimes things become so overwhelming with regards to our emotions, and once we put pen to paper, it suddenly makes sense, isn't it?
Definitely.
Share with us some of your experiences of how you coped during your difficult times with your writings.
You know, we had like this support group, and they always told us, write what troubles you or anything good or bad, and then just put it away, or anything bad, then just like throw it away or bury it. But writing down, it's very strange when I get my ideas. You know, sometimes I think, even my domestic might be thinking, like, I'm talking to myself all the time. She might be thinking, what is wrong with this lady? But I like to talk to myself and like to express. So once I, like, for example, just I had a bad day, and I will write my emotions, but I won't make it in such a way. I'll try to turn it into a positive, you know, to make us feel better, because I have been, like I said before, I've been very negative once upon a time. And shukr to Allah, I found that positive window that I'm looking for. And that is why my advice is to people, yes, you're allowed to cry, you're allowed to have your me time, but you know what, to not let it consume you. You need to let go and remember everything happened through the will of Allah. So whatever emotions you're going through, take a pen, you'll be surprised. You will find a talent that you would never know, because sometimes you don't need to be perfect. You know, they always say, no artist has been perfect. His first masterpiece was always maybe a little mistake, but as you continue, you will like improve.
Inshallah. So there's many therapeutic benefits of keeping a diary, you know, I mean, just from sparking creativity to reducing stress to promoting self-knowledge. Our minds are designed to make sense of our experiences, like you said. And when we undergo a traumatic event, our minds have to work overtime to process what happened to us, you know, because these thoughts can be quite overwhelming, where they keep us awake at night. We may become distracted at work, or we may feel less connected to our friends or family or significant other. Writing about a difficult experience forces us to translate it into words, making it easier for our minds to grasp this very difficult experience. And you know, just having worked in this field of therapy for many years, writing is a tool which I actually recommend to many clients, and to myself as well, because it can have many health benefits, like some of the ones I listed before, but it can actually help our working memory improve, which is basically the ability to think about more than one thing at a time. And as we release our thoughts and emotions through writing, we may be able to focus on other people afterwards, which will improve our relationships, subhanAllah. So it kind of have like a ripple effect, but only positive, subhanAllah. And this is quite amazing, because subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this is one of the first things that He has created, the kalam, the pen. And the power of the pen is phenomenal. Allah says so Himself in the Quran. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith something to the effect that, you know, maybe when I come across it later, I can't seem to find that, because I don't want to misquote the hadith, but inshallah, I will mention it a bit later on in the show. But I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah 31, in verse 27, the pen is, Allah says that if all the trees on earth were pens, just imagine this. It's such a visual thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran. And Allah says that if all the trees on earth were pens and the sea were ink, with seven more seas to supply it, the words of God could not be exhausted. Indeed, Allah is mighty, the wise. SubhanAllah. So, you know, I mean, the power of the pen cannot be, you know, taken away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each man differently. For many, He has made it easy to use their tongues. Like we said, for some of us, this gift of writing is so important. And this is what we want to speak about today, to tap into that gift, like the way you did, Sister Fatima. You know, encourage the listeners to look into themselves and to look for this gift of writing, and inshallah, to use it only to benefit themselves and the deen of Allah. Tell us a little bit about your writings and how you've come to this idea that you want to now compile them into a book form, inshallah.
Yes, my writings are more from, it's like from my heart. I write down how I feel, everyday experiences, like for example, you've been with a friend and she can teach. You know, it's like every person in your life you meet is like a lesson. Mm-hmm. Every person you interact with teaches you something. So like for example, I went to a function and I saw something, sometimes maybe bad or sometimes maybe good, and then I'll think, you know, it's so nice to write about this. Like for example, we live in a society where we're being judged, or where people do not understand how to interact, or like, you know, we're always feeling down. And sometimes, like they say, the power of words does wonders, but you must make sure that those words do not sometimes words can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's the way you use your words. So always try to use positive, even if you're having the most terrible day, or you're feeling like you're in the world of monotony, or you're feeling like you're swimming in the world of negativity. Just remember, you're Allah. Just close your eyes for a little while and you say, you know what? Allah has created me for a purpose. No matter who I am, you don't have to be someone so big out there. So, you know, I always advise people, you never know your hidden talent. And sometimes if you want to do writing, do not let anyone stand in the way of your dreams. Try. No one's, like I said before, no one is perfect. So, yeah, it will take time and you got to carry on writing to perfect your writing.
And like you said, it's going to take time and we need to practice till we get to that level where we feel we can now share this. And the fact that this tool of knowledge has stood the test of time is proof of its power. Yeah. You know, the hadith that I was actually looking for, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to the effect that capture knowledge by writing it. SubhanAllah.
Mashallah.
So this is how we learn also. One should never underestimate the impact of the written word. But like you said, there's also the danger of the words.
They say
sticks and stones will break my bones and words will never hurt me.
Yeah.
But sometimes those words actually hurt. So I think we have to be very, you know, conscious of ourselves and very self-aware and understand what we're trying to convey by those words and what is the hidden meaning behind those words. But like we said earlier, we're just trying to keep sincere, doing things for the pleasure of Allah and using it as a means of da'wah. Like you said, there's no Nabi after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is our responsibility, each one of us as Muslims, to convey the blessed word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed and the message of oneness, inshallah. The number to call is 011-854-1548. We will be back after the break, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned into Adhikrayat with me, Tasneem, and I have a special guest in studio. Very excited to have Sister Fatima all the way from Azadville sharing her very interesting writings with us and sharing her dream of becoming a radio presenter as well as a author of a book, upcoming book, inshallah. Before the break, we were just speaking about the power of the pen with reference to the Quran and the Sunnah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the pen in the Quran as one of the first things to be created. And the importance of writing things down. Writing has many health benefits, like we spoke about. It may help our working memory improve. It's stress relief. We can keep journals and write about our thoughts, especially overwhelming thoughts during difficult life circumstances, can help us process these thoughts and emotions through our writing, and then we are better able to focus on what needs to be done and improve the relationships around us. So it has a very positive ripple effect. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. We love listening to your interaction and hearing from the listeners, so please do give us a call. But why should we write? Let us speak a little bit about why should we write. A healthy physical process means that we take in food and water from our environment and we process it for nutrients, then we expel the wastes. In the same way, a healthy emotional process means that we take in our life experiences, we process them for nutrients, we find what we need to grow and survive, and then we expel the garbage. But many of us simply hold on to our emotions, storing them away in our bodies, and we become emotionally constipated, unable to let go of that which isn't helping us in any way. Eventually, when our system gets too backed up and too blocked up, we get sick. We can no longer function as we should. We become sluggish, unresponsive, depressed individuals. So basically, when we don't let go, we're keeping the flow of our experiences processed. You know, this helps to keep us emotionally healthy. Writing regularly is one way of accomplishing this. For example, I always tell my clients to, you know, just take a pen and paper and write for 15 minutes without interruption, just to write. And, you know, writing about past events works the same way. The process of exploring emotions associated with events and people in our past can be like cleansing and disinfecting a wound that refuses to heal. And yes, it can be a little painful, just like that physical wound. Your emotional wounds are also extremely painful. But afterwards, the wound is clean. The clogged emotional state that kept the wound active has been bathed and soothed and has a better chance of healing properly this time. So it's important whenever you're writing for emotional healing to write as honestly as possible. Writing honestly and vulnerably connects you to yourself, like looking in a mirror helps you understand your own facial expressions, or listening to a recording of your voice helps you understand how your vocal inflections might be heard by others. writing about difficult or hurtful experiences, describing the events, recreating the conversations, the pain, the emotion, and acknowledging the emotions that still exist in you while you're writing can help you to heal. Writing about these events, whether they occurred years ago or this morning, allows you to move through this process, keep what you need to grow, and release unhelpful thoughts and feelings. So something to write about, think about something that happened in the past that still brings a surge of emotion when you remember it, whether it's anger, joy, excitement, fear, whatever that emotion is. Write about your feelings and what you would do, if anything, to change that event. If you want to rewrite the event as if it actually happened differently, and see then how do you feel. So that can be a nice exercise for the listeners to do, inshallah, it's a nice challenge. You know, journal writing about your disappointment can help you find the value in, you know, many so-called negative emotions. But let us hear more from Sister Fatima. Sister Fatima, maybe you can share some of your writings with the listeners and read out some of your, a segment from one of your writings, inshallah.
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is one of my afterthoughts that I wrote for a Muslim Woman magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes. Am I just a piece of canvas in an art exhibition waiting for the world to paint a picture? Am I the unique creation by the greatest artist of all times? At times I'm lost for words because I am so busy trying to be someone I'm not, just to fit in a world that doesn't really care. It's time I wake up from the slumber of dissatisfaction and self-pity. Yes, I might not have the perfect figure or the perfect walk. I might not have the fairest skin or the brightest blue eyes. Perfect I can never be. I'm the way Allah made me. Yes, Allah is my artist, and I'm his unique masterpiece. So why am I so busy trying to alter Allah's work of art? It's time I learn to appreciate and love the work of Allah. It's time to accept the gift from Allah, and that gift is the gift of being myself. Imagine how monotonous this world would be if we were all identical. Can I not see Allah's wisdom behind this great miracle? It's time I become blind and deaf to the media and world who is self-obsessed with outer appearance. I will no longer be a chemical puppet to the land of L'Oreal and Maybelline. I am not an object to be displayed and admired by the world. I will open my eyes to true beauty, and that is the beauty of my heart, because I would rather be Allah's special diamond, precious and rare, and not a stone found everywhere.
Subhanallah, that is so, so beautiful, and inshallah, precious you are. Inshallah. So, Sister Fatima, what advice do you have for the listeners out there that are just maybe thinking about writing or starting off writing? You know, I mean, inshallah, you want to pursue a dream of writing a book soon, inshallah. So,
inshallah.
How did you get to this point where you now feel you're ready for your book? But also in terms of like grassroots levels and baby steps, how can the listeners, you know, take from your example?
Like I said before, don't ever give up. If that's your dream, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, my challenges in writing are, sometimes we do suffer from writer's block. Like, you just blank and you're so frustrated because the words are just not coming out of your mouth. But like I said before, that, you know, like this, a piece of paper is our canvas. And it's like the blank paper. We are the artists. So just, I believe, more than just writing, like, you must write from your thoughts. You know, just take your emotions. Sometimes you will be surprised how a little event can lead to a beautiful story. So sometimes talk to yourself. Sometimes express yourself. I'm one of the types of people, I'm very expressive. Even if I hurt my friend, then I will write them a little letter. Or when I'll make it in the form of like a little drama. It's kind of fun. And writing is so therapeutic, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to everybody, don't ever give up on your dream. Because I had a little friend of mine, my friend's daughter, and she was writing such a beautiful story. So I just had to read it for her, and it was a lovely little love story. And I told her, don't give up on your dreams. So she's going to be busy edited, and I'm telling her, you know what, she can do it, because anyone can do it. I mean, you don't have to be perfect. Your English doesn't have to be so excellent. Sometimes simple words can create a difference, because, you know, these words can make a difference in your life. But my personal view of writing, I like to write from my heart, and I like to write, so whatever, if you want to write about life's experience, get down on the paper and try your best. Don't ever give up.
Inshallah. And I think these are such good advice with regards to any dream that we'd like to follow. Because a lot of times we have dreams and then we get shot down and then we lose hope and then we just give it up altogether. And then years go by and then we think, why haven't I done it? You know, all this time, why? I should have did it. But this is the thing, we need to get back down there and start from grassroots level and just, you know, baby steps, build it up slowly, slowly, every moment at a time, inshallah. Because like you said, it's all about our emotion and you write from your heart. And emotion, after all, is just energy. And when you guide emotional energy into positive channels, you can experience positive outcomes and even shift your emotion to something more desirable. So it gives you full control, full power of what you're actually writing, because now it's a thought process as well as an emotional process. So next time you feel disappointed about something, like Sister Fatima said, grab your notebook and pen and write about it. Some things to consider while writing through disappointment. I mean, just off the hand, I mean, go ahead and rant. I don't know if you feel the same way.
That's the way I feel, because sometimes I'm going through such a bad day, and I feel like, what do? So I take down my paper and I start writing. Even if somebody made me angry. Mm. And then I'm saying, that's not how, you know, writing helps me to learn to forgive. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have bitter relations or someone's hurting us. And I felt, you know, because we are about forgiveness. We stand for forgiveness and peace. So, yeah, writing is, like you said, it's quite a therapeutic way of feeling better and letting your emotions out, because no one should bottle things in, because that is dangerous. That is poison to our souls.
That's true.
Yeah.
And sometimes as human beings, especially as women, because sometimes we tend to be people pleasers and we would bottle things up and we say yes to everybody else and we say no to ourselves. And we're trying to, you know, prevent a war outside because we're trying to keep the peace. But what we're essentially doing, we're creating a war within ourselves. And this can be highly detrimental for mental health. So it's very important for us to go ahead and rant. Sometimes you need to do it. And, you know, hey, it's okay to feel bad once in a while. We're human being. We're insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us this way. And human emotion is part of being one of the best creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been given this ability of akal, of ulul albab. We are the people of intellect, so we have this ability to think, but we are also highly emotive beings. And this is what makes us highly compassionate, but also highly jealous or irritable. So it comes with both the pros and the cons, but essentially, like we said, this is what makes us human. So rant away, rant on paper to burn up some of the negative energy, because this is what it essentially does. And you being a writer, you can obviously agree with me when I say it literally burns off your negative energy. So instead of burning bridges, rather burn that paper and then move forward.
Definitely.
Yeah. So a lot of times what I suggest clients to do is to write down all the negative words and thoughts that you might have based on a particular incident or about a particular person. Instead of speaking on the phone about that particular person, it becomes ghibat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. So we, you know, we think of adultery as being such a hideous sin. But in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes, speaking about somebody and making ghibat about them, backbiting, is actually worse than the act of adultery. And yet we take this so lightly. So instead of getting yourself involved in ghibat, take a piece of paper and a pen and rant and rave and go on for yourself and, you know, write down all the nasty words on a piece of paper.
Like a punching bag.
Exactly. And then destroy that paper, because you wouldn't want anybody reading that. Read it back to yourself so you can see all that negative energy coming out of your system. And then burn that paper or destroy it or chuck it away and then never to be seen again. But alhamdulillah, this gives you, like you said, a point to forgive.
Definitely.
And it helps you to move forward. Another thing I always think about is, you know, we need to know what is the source of disappointment. Because when we're writing, what is your source of anger? What is your source of disappointment? What is your source of happiness? And learning to know, you know, discovering that source will actually lead you to a point of understanding who you are. And this is exactly what you were saying about self-awareness and knowing who you are. And like I always say, my favorite hadith is, Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbahu, that they who know themselves, truly they know their Lord. And another important thing I think is very important to mention is, how can this disappointment become an opportunity for growth? because I know you're all about self-growth. So maybe tell us a little bit about your growth and your how you've matured and come to this realization. And I know you wanted to speak a little bit about turning 40.
So I begin with 40.
So maybe this is a good time to share with the listeners.
Once upon a time, a dreaded age. You know, when you hear 40, you say, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so old. But you know, it's like, look at our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When did he get his nubuwwat? At the age of 40. So there's a purpose for everything in life. So I mean, I always dreaded being 40. I thought I'm going to get old. But like they said, life begins at 40.
Yes.
And it's amazing. I can't explain to yourself that I found my Allah. I don't know how to tell anyone. It's like a gift. You know, so that's why I'm always trying to tell people, age is nothing but a number. It's just, so don't let age get in the way of your dreams or get in the way of gaining knowledge. You are never too old. So 40 was like, for me, the best years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't feel old. I actually feel like I'm 21. So yeah, it's just in my mind.
SubhanAllah. I think Allah speaks about that. In the ayat in the Quran, it's the only real age mentioned in the Quran. Allah speaks about the age of 40, about reaching full spiritual maturity, SubhanAllah. And inshallah, after the break, we'll be speaking more about this golden age of 40. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is me, Tasneem, on Ad-Dhikrayat, having a very special guest in studio with me today, Sister Fatima, speaking about the power of the pen and the writing for emotional healing and the dream about becoming an author. Just before the break, we were speaking about the age of 40, the golden age of 40, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that this is the age where I've given you spiritual maturity. So Fatima was just laughing, you know, about how we come to full maturity at this age and, you know, life begins. This is what you've been saying to me, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And what will your book be about? What are you thinking about writing your book?
First, I want to compile a book on inspirations. And do I have to let the cat out of the bag? It's going to be surprise.
Oh, okay.
So it's something, a little clue. It's something about, okay, growing up at 40.
Okay, I knew it was something about 40. What do you wish you knew in your 20s and 30s?
Oh, my 20s and 30s was a year full of different emotions. That's when I was divorced. 30s was a bit too dramatic. Like I said, I was always negative. I never believed in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wish that I found, what I found now, that I didn't waste my time. But like I said, Allah had His better plan for me at the age of 40. And it's a blessing that I'm alive today. So whoever is living and whoever, it's like your breath is a gift. It's something, it's like an amanat for us. So we need to make good use of this breath that we have. And maybe it's for us to change for the better, because we cannot go back to our old normal selves.
Alhamdulillah. And I think you just said something before the break that it took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it took Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala 40 years to prepare Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Nubuwwat. So there's definitely wisdom in this age of 40. I think we go through a lot in our 20s and 30s, and I'm sure the listeners will agree. The number to call is 011-854-1548. You know, some of us, you don't be so certain about your opinions and views, because don't you agree that that changes sometimes along the way? We get so stuck in our 20s and 30s on being so opinionated, and, you know, we want to put our view towards everything. And then later on you realize in your 40s and maybe even later that
it doesn't matter. It's like when we're young, we just want to belong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we people please,
yeah.
You know. We just want to impress everybody, or you want to be out there, or you want to be somebody. But as you grow up and you say, all this anger or whatever you had, it's worth it. It's like, there's more to life than material. There's more to life than, like they say, money can never buy love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what else?
I remember before the break, you were speaking about how we need this. We have this constant need to belong, and we need to fit in. And even as women in our 20s and 30s, we see things being done on Instagram, or the way meals are being prepared, or the way eat tables are being set, and then we feel insignificant because we need to, you know, rise up to those standards, so-called standards.
Yeah, we need to, like, just we need to be better, and that's all about competition. But what is life? Is it about competition? Were we born to compete with one another? We were born to love. We were born to be each other's like anchors, mm-hmm. like each sister. You know, we're sisters. So we should not be putting each other down, or we should not be scrutinizing. And this is what ladies are going through it. Because we want to, like, for example, we're having Eid today, right? And my sister-in-law had the best theme last year. Mm-hmm. But I don't even have that much money. And I decided, no, I want to be one better than her. But why? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to be one? I mean, people must accept you for who you are. If today you're going to prepare a simple meal, then they must accept it. You do not have to be like others.
I think that's such an important point. And also, you know, just thinking about life in your 20s and 30s, if you look at your life back then, I think life gets tougher, not easier. You thought it was tough back then.
No, it was. Yeah, I thought like, oh my goodness, what is life all about? It's like, you know, you always thought when you were young, you always want to get older.
Right.
Now, sometimes when you get older, you say, oh, I was a baby again. But then again, you think, oh my gosh, am I going to repeat this whole process all over again? But it's all up to us. You know, it's you, the individual. Like I said, happiness only you can find. No partner, no family member, no car can give you that happiness. It's you that can find that happiness. And happiness is something spiritually. So, yeah, if you can accept what Allah has given you, mm-hmm. then you're definitely a happy person.
I always say acceptance is a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. Because very few of us feel this acceptance, you know, accept of where we are in life, accept our children for who they are, accept ourselves for who we are, and then look within ourselves and find those talents and gifts and skills and utilize them to the best of your ability to bring out the best in you and to service humanity, alhamdulillah. I think the most important source of practical knowledge is life itself.
Definitely.
I think life teaches you a lot. And one thing I've learned is that your obnoxious behavior will come back to haunt you.
Definitely.
While your love and kindness will benefit you, you know, years later, inshallah.
Definitely.
That lives on with you forever. So I think it's so, so important, you know, just to, you know, put all these thoughts into perspective. And most importantly, a lot of these things, you know, come to fruition and come to realization when you write them down.
Yes.
Because then you see it in black and white and you say, okay, is this what I'm really about? So, Fatima, just before we end today's show, any closing words for the listeners?
Okay. All I can tell everyone is make shukr. With shukr comes sabr. So if you can be grateful to what Allah has given you, you will definitely be able to have sabr. And I'd like to just say thank you or jazakumullahu khairah to all the people that played a very vital role in my life. When I started to discover my talent, there were friends that pushed me, my parents, you, for instance, definitely gave me this, you know, you gave me this imut, this courage to go, and you told me, no, come on, A. I was so nervous. Remember, I said, no way, I will not come, because all the speakers and everything will be like, oh, my goodness. But then you said, don't worry, no one is going to be there. We must just carry on normal. And definitely Covered Magazine, they gave me my first break. So thanks to the ladies of Covered Magazine, Yurak, and of course Kudeda Pochi has been there for me. She's always been patient with my deadline. I'm a last minute writer. I cannot just think, I cannot prepare. Everyone always tells me, don't you have a journal? Don't you write down? I said, no, my words just come. Like, for example, like I'm in the studio today now. If some ideas come, then I'll just write it down. So she's been very patient. So jazakumullah to all the women and all the people in my life. And I wish my father was here today to see this, because he would be so happy. Because, you know, he only saw me as a miserable, sad person. He never saw this happy me, but I know he's in a better place. So, Papa, we really miss you. And inshallah, in Jannah, we shall meet.
Ameen.
Jazakallah.
May Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannah, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala take you from strength to strength and, you know, make your dreams become a reality soon, inshallah.
I just want to share something that I wrote. It's about the worth of a woman. So special, so unique, a rare gem, our diamond, our rock. So soft and delicate her heart is, but so often misunderstood, or sometimes even ignored. We forget her true worth, especially husbands and her children. She is like our in-house robot, ready to run around, given to all our demands like an obliging little pet. Is she not human like the rest of us? is she not allowed to rest or even have the flu? Or is she supposed to be immune just because of her grand title? Her silent cries are often ignored, but ask yourself this. What hasn't this amazing angel sacrificed for you and her family, or even given up just to please you? Sleepless nights. The list is endless. She has even lost her own identity. It's about time we put our needs aside and honor this beauty, not just on Women's Day or Mother's Day. It should be every day, because one day she will leave her nest and fly away and never return.
MashaAllah. JazakAllah so much, Sister Fatima, for joining us. May Allah Ta'ala take you from strength to strength and make all your dreams a reality, inshallah. My dear listeners, sometimes we truly begin to find ourselves when we are so broken and so weak. And in that moment, a spark ignites and we dig down, you know, and we find the strength to stand strong and we fight on. And I know you're either worried or overwhelmed or struggling in some way, or sometimes even questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But listen, Allah loves you and has a plan to bring, you know, bring you out even in a stronger, brighter and better way than you were ever before, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala let us rise all like butterflies and, you know, find our strengths and find our skills and live up to our full potential, inshallah. I will be back next week, Tuesday, inshallah, same time, same place. A big jazakallah khairan wa ahsan al jazah to Sister Fatima. It was an absolute pleasure having you on air, inshallah, and we wish to host you soon again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.